We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026. Last night, Jaya Colasetti attended her last Urbana Council meeting as a Ward 4 City Council member. This comes nearly a month after she announced her resignation at a council meeting on January 5th. Ward 7 City Council member James Quisenberry expressed his personal feelings about Colasetti's resignation near the end of last night's meeting.
I also want to thank you, Jaya, for your service. You have been supportive and you have been challenging, and you have always done so with thoughtful integrity and always with the best hopes for the city of Urbana in mind. So I really appreciate our time working together.
7 applicants applied to fill Colasetti's vacancy, with 5 of them meeting the requirements to be considered. Mayor Deshaun Williams will have 60 days following the date of Colasetti's resignation to recommend an applicant to serve for the remainder of Colasetti's term, ending in 2027. Following this, the Urbana City Council must vote on the approval of the potential successor within 30 days. In other local news, the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District announced the appointment of Mamadou D. Tunkara as Public Health Administrator and Executive Director, replacing Julie Pride. Dr. Tunkara has previously served as the Deputy Administrator of the CUPHD since June 2025. Dr. Tunkara outlined his 4 key priorities in this new role, including improving access to health care, supporting healthy behaviors and access to nutritious food, promoting behavioral health and mental well-being, and preventing violence through harm reduction and community safety. To achieve these goals, he has outlined key steps including increasing affordability, forming partnerships, and addressing homelessness. Outside the CUPHD, Tunkara co-chairs both the Homelessness Outreach and Committee Work Group and the Community Advisory Board at the university. Finally, WPGU News correspondents Mac Jones and Thomas Bergeson visited Houlihan's for Restaurant Week. Here's their review. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar is participating in Restaurant Week with 2 3-course themed meals served for dinner. In a cozy interior reminiscent of Napa Valley Douglas firs, Houlihan's prepared comforting French and Italian dishes, mirroring its atmosphere. The centerpiece of the French meal was an 8-ounce ribeye with peppercorn sauce and asparagus that was both classic and engaging. It was tender and chewy, but not overwhelmingly so, neatly marbled like a countertop. Gougères, savory French cheese puff pastries, were a palate-cleansing appetizer, although lukewarm. The tart tatin for dessert was flavorful, but not as light as desired. It was a substantial meal, albeit an expensive one, costing $45. The Italian meal began with a deliciously crispy ravioli appetizer, tastefully complementing the following pasta dish. The pasta alla puttanesca was flavorful and savory with a slight peppery kick, trailing the wonderfully interesting combination of olives, anchovies, capers, and peppers. The meal was wrapped up with the dessert, a slightly heavy and chocolatey cannoli. The whole meal cost a reasonable $35. Generally, Houlihan's was good, not more, not less, but good. And that's a wrap. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sean Farnsley, Gavin Westlake, Mac Jones, and Thomas Bergeson. From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay.